Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello, Joe here from the Guitar Nerds podcast. Just dropping in to give you a little teaser of this week's Patreon special. This week, Mark, Jay and I discuss our favourite Disney films, Alan Rickman's impressive acting career, Bryan Adams' Stonewashed Denim, and following on from our recent YouTube video, The Weirdest Guitars of the 90s, we take a stab at what our favourite weirdest guitars from the noughties will be. Here's a clip from the episode. To hear it in full, patreon.com/guitarnerds.
Top, I struggle with Patreon, the ones that have animals in them. I'm not sure about talking animals. You know?
Well, you like literally every Disney.
You
film.
Like children?
That. No, there's like Cinderella.
Toy's got talking mice in it.
Oh, yeah, but they're not the main.
Do another one.
The main characters were still like humans.
Okay.
You know, Beauty and the Beast.
One of them is literally an animal,
but the other one isn't. I don't mind like objects, like you know the candlestick and all that was fine.
Don't know, talking animals.
I think it's just the lions and the Robin Hood. You know what it was? I think for as a child, I just didn't think it was as good as Kevin Costner's Robin Hood.
No,
as a child, I don't think it was as good as Kevin Costner's Robin Hood. At what age did you grow that stupid moustache and start giving ridiculous opinions?
Oh, excuse me, mother. This is nowhere near as good as the Kevin Costner movie that I rented from Blockbuster last week.
Also, isn't the Kevin Costner film like a 15 or something? What were you doing watching that as a child?
I don't know. It is terrible, isn't it? It really hasn't aged well.
My favourite bit is it when the big fat bloke goes, "To the trees!" That's the bit that I like.
No, the best bit is Guy. You know that Guile Gisborne? The
Guy
cousin.
Of Gisborne. No. It's not Guile Gisborne.
Oh, is
it's
it?
Not.
I didn't realise that. Thank you for correcting me. It's Guy of Gisborne.
Yes.
So Guy of Gisborne is who has the best
Slater.
Voice. No. No, it's not Christian Slater.
Oh, no, that's the other one, isn't it? What's he in it? Christian Slater's in it.
His name, I can't remember his name. He's the other one. The one that's not quite as good as Robin Hood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Duncan.
Duncan
Hood.
It's like, yeah, we got Robin Hood, we got Maid Marian, Friar Tuck, we got Duncan. No, wait, isn't Duncan the blind? What, wait, I
maybe
really need to look
Duncan
this up.
Might be the blind one. I don't think I'm entirely off piste here. I think that was.
I can't believe I've just ripped into you, and I think there might actually be a character called Duncan. This is really upsetting.
Michael Wincott.
That was not the name of the old dude.
That was the name of the person who played
Christian
Guy
Slater.
Of Giz. Cot.
Oh. Yeah, I really...
There is someone called Duncan.
Yes!
That's really upsetting.
I was a massive fan of the Guy of...
Oh, you're talking about Will Scarlet.
Oh, it's Will Scarlet.
Will Scarlet.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm not. I am talking about Guy of...
Right.
Because he was like, you know, he's like, they're sitting around and he's like, "Why a spoon, cousin? Why not an axe or a sword?" And then Alan Rickman gets to go, "Because it's dull, you twit, it'll hurt more."
That's I've just realised who you've based your entire act on.
What?
It's Alan Rickman in Robin Hood.
Oh, I absolutely, absolutely loved
that. Something's just clicked in my brain, like, yeah, okay, Joe's the entire time we've been doing this, he's been playing Alan Rickman in Robin Hood.
God, he was so good in that film.
"I can't do this with all this racket."
Oh, everything about him was great.
What year did that come out?
93?
No.
And what year did Die Hard come out?
91.
What year did Die Hard come out?
89. That was Alan Rickman's first film, Die
Yeah,
Hard.
I know. I know it was. It's really weird, isn't it? Yeah. He's just like...
Have you seen the interview?
He's in his 40s, I think.
The interview he does on it. And he's like, how come? You know, how did you get cast for this as your first film? And he goes, I was cheap.
I also heard that it was they were impressed with his German accent. It's just like, have you ever been to Germany?
Lower standards in the 90s.
I'm telling you, Die Hard.
You couldn't go on the internet and compare it to an actual German accent.
Die Hard has some of the best acting from Alan Rickman, because at one point, Alan Rickman, an Englishman, has to play a German pretending to be an American.
Yeah, so good.
Oh God, you're one of them, aren't you? You're one.
Don't hurt me.
Has the great line where he's like, Bruce Willis is like, "What's your name?" And he's like, "Bill," and then looks up at a board of things and goes, "Clay."
Imagine if you said Bored. Bill Bored.
Bill Bored. My favourite character in anything ever.
So it actually was not his first movie.
Oh, no?
So he was born in 1946, which means he was 42 when Die Hard came out. But 11 years earlier, he was in a BBC adaptation of Romeo and Juliet, played Tybalt.
Oh,
so, you know,
it's not a film, is it? That would have been a TV thing.
TV film?
Do you know what I thought was weird about Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves? In the accompanying video for Everything I Do It For You, Bryan Adams, they're standing in the forest, and it's one of those classic music videos where it's interspersed with clips of the film. Wouldn't it have been better if they'd have been dressed up in the garb and been playing like lutes and stuff instead of just being there in, you know, boot-cut denim jeans and like a... awful t-shirt and holding a strat? Wouldn't it be better if he'd had like a lute and a little
cultural
little wee willy winky hat?
I mean Kevin Costner did the entire film with like a sort of southern accent, you know.
Oh, what? Yeah, that is really weird.
What, southern American accent?
Well, no, is it? Yeah, because he's got a bit of a Texas-y twang, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Is it one of those? I can't tell the difference between anywhere that's not, you know, California or New York. Everything else.
What's your California accent?
I'm not sure I could do one.
Go on.
I'd have to think of a person who is Californian.
No, just do it now.
Okay, a Californian one. Well, I guess so if the New York one is more like that, then I guess the Californian one has got to be a little bit more
Woody Allen.
Oh my goodness. Oh, am I going Woody Allen? Oh, see, yeah, I really struggle to sort of not fall into that sort of Woody Allen-y sort of voice.
I mean, that wasn't too bad, I've got to be honest.
Oh, thanks, man. Thanks. Yeah, I don't think American is my strong suit, really. But
what is?
I don't know. I don't. Patrick Stewart. Ian McKellen.
Ian McKellen. We watched Lord of the Rings 1.
Oh yeah.
As
the
it's,
first one, 1.0.
As it's formally known.
I've seen them. They're making another sequel.
Rivals.
Tolkien. They're making a sequel.
Who is asking for a biopic about J.R.R. Tolkien? Who is asking for that? Let me tell you, nobody.
Yeah, well.
Can I say, I'm currently watching the Everything I Do It For You video.
Literally.
What's funny is, yeah, firstly, Bryan Adams is there in, you know, the Canadian tuxedo. And that's full denim for those not in the know. And
did he actually wear that?
Yeah, he's got, not only has he got a denim jacket on, a light stonewashed denim jacket, light stonewashed denim trousers. Oh, he's also got a light stonewashed t-shirt on.
T-shirt?
I mean, he thought...
The age of stonewash,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, totally. So bear in mind that, like I said, it's interspersed with clips of the film. Very dramatic. Robin Hood and that, like, you know, bopping
Kevin
around
Costner.
The forest doing... Kevin
shooting
Costner,
arrows
yeah.
with fire on them
exactly
in slow
that.
Motion.
So they've gone to a bit of wood to make it look like they're in the same thing. So... Not only is it, you know, hilarious that, you know, Bryan Adams has got the full denim.
Is he left-handed?
He's playing a strat. His bass player's there. He's got a sort of black denim and he's playing a P bass.
Right.
Guy behind them is rocking a sort of Ramones look. He's got a bowl cut and
That could actually just be Johnny Ramone.
Yeah, but he's playing a Gretsch. All of that I find okay because conceivably all of those guys could go, okay, we're going out to the woods, sling the guitar on your back, let's go out there. The other two people that were with them, drummer, fine, I'm willing to accept that. You can fold down the drums, you know, you could maybe take the heads off, pop them inside one another, right. Stick them in a wheelie thing, get it to the middle of the forest while all the Robin Hood stuff is kicking off, and yeah. You could set up
yeah.
a band.
Yeah, fine.
The other geezer in the band, grand piano. How'd he get that out of the woods? He's just sat there playing.
They didn't even bother going for a digital or at least an upright. It's actually a full grand.
Mate, what are you talking about? Robin Hood is based, it's in like the 1500s or something. Yeah, they didn't have electricity back then.
Yeah, they would have only had
grand pianos.
They could have got like a harpsichord or a spinet or whatever they are, but not the full grand.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.